Hi, this is comedian Liz Blanc, and you're listening to The Default Setting with Jess Falstick and Gigi Chick, presented by Above Below Entertainment.
To the default setting, where we find out what makes you tick, because we have ways of making you talk. I am your host, Jess Falstick.
And I am co-host, Gigi Chick.
Today we have president of our network, Above Below Entertainment, co-host of Let the Hate Flow Through You, and noted misanthrope, Mr. El Jordano Diablo. How are you?
I am doing just fine. Thank you for having me on.
Thanks for being here.
Of course.
We wanted to have
El Presidente.
El Presidente.
Like the real El Presidente.
I like that, too.
We haven't done that sound effect in a while.
I wish I can't do that.
El Presidente. Your default setting is attitude.
Yeah. It's true. I called my mom the other day because I was trying to figure out, you know, what am I going to, you know, what is my default setting? I probably have quite a few of them. And because, I mean, like the whole thing is like as far back as you can remember, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is like the whole point.
Yeah, yeah.
And I mean, I would say hating religion, but it's like that's too, like I was brought up religious and I had to like pretend for a long time. I was like, ah, that's not good. So I was like, I called my mom and I was like, so what's something about me that's never changed before? And she was like, your attitude? And I'm like, perfect.
Got it.
That's great.
Thanks, Mom.
She used to, I remember, I mean, a handful of times she used to say to me all the time when I was a kid that like when I had an attitude, she used to tell me to throw it up in the sky. She would roll down the window and then I'd have, and she'd take it out of my mouth and throw it up in the sky.
That's adorable.
Or psychotic. But yeah, I don't know. I've just always like been quick to defend myself.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing.
Okay.
It can be.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably hindered me more than it's helped me. But at the same time, it's also made me who I am.
Mm-hmm.
Like I don't take shit from anybody.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where my attitude comes from.
For sure.
And I mean, you know, I'm a big professional wrestling fan. So
yeah.
The Attitude Era, I grew up in it. Like it fucking makes sense. So that was, thanks, Mom, you know, for the.
That's seriously so adorable. I mean, that's better than getting like smacked or something.
Yeah, no, there wasn't a whole lot of corporal punishment in my house. I mean, there was some. I mean, I got hit. But I mean, like, I can count on one hand how many times
yeah.
I got beat.
My parents too were like, it was spanking. It wasn't like hauling off and just beat. You know what
right.
I mean? There was a strategic.
It was always very planned.
Yes,
right.
Exactly.
Which
like
is
you
like
waited
the,
in your room,
right.
And we're just waiting
the
to hear the footsteps.
The dread was worse than the actual
exactly.
spanking.
Exactly, because it didn't even really hurt all that
right.
much. It was just like the emotional pain.
Yeah,
of it.
Exactly.
So weird.
But yeah, I just. Yeah, I can literally count on like one hand how many times I got beat in
right.
my life, and I deserved every single
okay.
one of them. my mom was like more the disciplinarian. My dad's only hit me like three or four times in my life, and like one of them was in my adult life, like maybe 6 years ago.
Okay.
He sucker punched me in the face. I kind of had it
coming.
Okay.
Just because you're mouthing off.
But
or?
Like, no, I was fucking with him. I was hammered. We were on a family vacation down in Charleston, South Carolina, is where my uncle got married, and we had went out for seafood one night because that was like what was one of the things we were gonna do. It was the first family vacation I think all six of us had taken ever. And definitely the last that all six of us will ever take together. My family raises I have enough anxiety as it is. I don't fucking, they just make it worse.
Really?
I mean, I don't
totally
want to like demonize
sure,
my family,
yeah, yeah.
But like, they, like I can feel it like on my way to like family gatherings, like already is like, how did I take enough Klonopin yet?
Extended or immediate? Or both?
Both more extended than immediate.
Same.
Just because, like, I come from two really big families. Okay. Like, my dad's family, they were mostly down in Florida and Georgia my whole life. Like, I saw them and I know them and shit, but, like, I wasn't, not, like, close like my mom's family is. And my mom's family is just run down the fucking gamut. There's eight of them, and they all have fucking attitude, like, bad. Like, they're all just, I could go on and on about that. And that's definitely where it comes from.
Your mom's side?
Well, I mean, both sides for sure. But, like, my mom's side, they're all just, like, so full of their own shit. And, like, that from a young age, I was just like, no, fuck this. Like, you guys... Oh, that was going to be my other default setting is swearing. Because
I love swearing so much.
I have the worst mouth. And it's just like, my mom still, I'm 30 years old. And to this day, she'll fucking yell at me. She's like, don't say that. And I was like, you literally said fuck like 5 minutes ago. Like, how are you going to yell at me for that shit?
Right.
But
so your mom swears?
She does, not as much as she used to.
Okay.
Ever since she's been on Prozac, I'll give her the credit. She's come down a long way.
All right.
She used to be a ranting, raving lunatic.
Really?
She'll tell you.
No,
that.
Does the Jehovah's Witness side come from her or your dad?
Well, my mom's side more. I mean, they were both, like, they grew up Jehovah's Witnesses, but my dad's family, like, dipped, I think, in the 80s.
Okay.
My dad faked it for a while, married my mom, and then, like, once I was born, he was fucking out.
Done with that.
Yeah. I mean, like, he would still go to, like, the big conventions and weird shit, but, like, just to appease my mother. But also, I think that's another part of where it comes from is, like, I feel like religion, I won't demonize just Jehovah's Witnesses. I think it's a lot of religions. They fucking brainwash you. And especially like that one, or Mormons, or any of that super weird shit. Like, they'll, and I don't like being told what to do.
Yeah.
Like, if I ask for help or if I ask for advice, sure, by all means, give it to me. But if I'm not asking you,
Don't
fucking tell me.
You know what? Like, I have been very, because I'm kind of that way, like, at least with people I don't know. Like, I get very resentful when you don't know me from fucking Adam and you're going to tell me how to run my comedy show. You're going to tell me how to do stand up. You're going to tell me how to do all these. Like, if you're very close with me, I'm much more open-minded to listen to what you have to say, even unsolicited. Like, even if I don't ask you, if Geej just said to me, like, I think you should do X, like, I wouldn't be like, fuck you!
Right.
But, like,
yeah, because she would know, it would, like, what place it was
from
coming
place,
from. Yeah.
Exactly, but I think I've been very careful to that regard. Like, even with some of the people I'm closest with, I try not to offer advice unless it is specifically asked for, just because people don't want to fucking hear it, and I don't blame them, you know what I mean?
Agreed. I mean, like, I'm one of those people, and I'm like, a lot of my friends would attest to this, that, like, I'm great at giving advice. I can take certain advice, but I'm better at giving it.
Okay.
But, like, people constantly are like, why don't you look in the mirror and say the same shit you just said to me and apply it?
Yeah.
I can give great advice. I just
take it.
No, it's just like, and everything I say, I try, like, when I'm having a conversation with one of my friends, if they're going through something, you know, I try to just be practical, like, because I come from religion, which is not practical.
Right.
So, like, you know, I've mentioned it a million times, like, you know, origin story shit is like, it was George Carlin for me that, like, was the first thing that made everything click. Like, oh, wait, no, you're supposed to question everything. And because he was so smart and, like, so well-spoken, like, I wanted to take to that and be like, okay, he takes a very practical and honest approach to everything. I wouldn't say I've always been the most honest person because I was a shithead for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, that is a huge part of it for me.
Okay.
Is, like, don't fucking try and tell me something. Like, when somebody's trying to give me advice and it's coming from a place of, like, well, the Bible says, go fuck yourself. Get that shit out of here, dude. Like,
you're,
that book is how many fucking years old?
Do you still have people in your life that will...
Oh, yeah. I had a conversation with... Because I just started therapy last week, and, you know, I've been battling with a lot of stuff lately. And my mom was just like, you know, if you would just give this another shot. And I was just like, and I didn't jump down her throat. I was just like, we can't have this conversation anymore. Mm-hmm. It's been 10, 11 years since I've fucking stepped foot in a Kingdom Hall. I don't care. Like, when I I didn't believe it fucking back then. Yeah. I just pretended for a really, really
and
long time.
A lot of the time, you probably just didn't have much of an option as as just going along with it. Right. Yeah.
Oh, I tried to fake sick fucking every week, three times a week, man. It was the fucking worst. But, like, when somebody tries to come at me like that, like, that's when it immediately kicks up. And I get on defense, like, real, real quick. Like, the reason that I don't sound like I normally do today is, like, me and my best friend got into a fucking argument today about fucking nothing.
Yeah.
And, like, neither of us are backing down. Like, and it'll blow over.
Well,
and
that's what best friends you make. Yeah, you figure
it out. It always does. And, like, it's not that big of a deal, but it's just, like, I see it from my point of view. You see it from your point of view. And you're not going to change my fucking mind.
Right. You know? Absolutely.
And that's attitude.
And best friend fights are the worst because you know exactly what buttons to press.
That's true. Oh,
it's just like, it's almost like there's such a level of comfort that you can, you're more comfortable staying in that like stubborn, no, I'm not going to back down. No, you're. Right. I'm not going to back down either for like a longer period of time.
Significant others too, I do that with. Like, it's just like, I know you're going to stick around for a while, so I'm just going to be a
rager. Right. And I mean, like with, like if,
I mean, it still sucks though.
No, it does. But it's like at the same time, like when it's somebody I'm really close with, like people can tell when I'm angry. Cause like, you know, I fly off the handle and shit. Like, and that's not when I'm angry. Like I do it to get amped up. You know how I am.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like I get worked up because it makes people laugh. And I know that. But when I'm like seriously angry, I don't fucking say anything.
You shut down.
I shut down. And it's like, you can just like see the steam just fucking pouring off me because I'm normally sweating, you know, like fucking gallons in a minute.
You're doing okay right now.
I know, I'm good.
You're great. Well, yeah.
Put the fan on.
Right now.
I wore, you know, baggy shorts and my Chris Jericho tank top just to make sure, you know, that I wasn't. You know, it was just the worst, like, when I still had hair. Did you know me when I had?
No, I've never known you with hair.
I must have met you, like, right after, like, I shaved it. And it was, like, one picture that I saw that I was like, oh, my God, I have to, oh, my God, this looks like shit. Because I had never seen it from the back before, and I didn't know that I was balding
really
bad back here.
I always think that about guys.
Oh, yeah, it's just like, dude, do you not see that shit? Like,
oh, my God, I'm so glad you just said that.
Oh, no, and, like, that's the thing is, you got to be a real fucking person. Like, you have to, like, dude, nobody wants a horseshoe. Like, and if you do, you like, you're Hulk Hogan.
That's opening a whole other series of questions about, if you want that horseshoe. I always wonder that. And I ride the bus every day to work downtown. So it's like, I can't even count how many guys I see with like crazy balding patterns happening in the back. And it's not like I'm judging them for that.
No.
But it's like,
they can't control it.
I wonder if like they knew what it looked like, if they would keep their hair like that. Because a lot of times it's super long around the balding. And I'm like, like, I'm always thinking in my head, like, man, like, shave your head. Like, you're a good-looking guy, but your hair is doing, like, whack stuff right now.
I wonder if it's, like, that body dysmorphia thing where in your head you still see yourself remembering your hair. Always had hair even though it's not there anymore. You know what I mean? Like, you see yourself.
Before I met you, like, I had, like, because I would, like, shave up the sides, and I let, like, the top grow out, like, where it was balding. But, like, what I did was, like, I slicked it back.
To cover it up.
Not even to do that. Mm-hmm. I just thought it looked fucking cool until, like, Richard Spencer, you know, like... After, like, luckily I was bald after that, which doesn't, I mean, talking about Richard Spencer and, like, then talking about being bald, that doesn't help either.
Right.
Because, like,
although I feel like Richard Spencer is the new, like, skinhead. You know what I mean?
Exactly,
like, that haircut that, is, like, yeah, the new, haircut. Yeah, yeah.
You either get it at the Happy Dog or the Heil Hitler. like, either one.
Can I have the Happy Dog this week, please?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell my barber that next time.
Can I get the Happy Dog?
I'd really like the medium Happy
One
Dog.
Happy Dog, please, thank with you. Fruit Loops.
Yeah, that's where I was going to go.
Oh, it's my favorite. Oh, it's so good.
I can't try, but it's so weird. Cereal on a hot dog.
No.
I'm a cereal fiend, so I was much
that's
more
no
open
you
to
and Chelsea
it.
Chelsea got along.
We got along. I didn't even know that about her, and we still got along really well.
No,
so
she, like, it just must one be more a reason. Cereal people thing. Like, I go through spurts, but I fucking am just, like, one of my biggest pet peeves, like, attitude is like when I have to do the dishes and there's like crusted fucking frosted flakes in a bowl and it drives me up a fucking wall.
I understand.
It's like, all right, do you not understand that wheat and sugar, when they dry, they stick to
and
shit?
It's like
it
cement.
Hard
yeah.
And, ooh, I
just think think it's gross.
I don't blame you for that.
We were talking about before we started recording about how milk is gross. Mm-hmm. And one of the grossest things in the human condition is when people just leave bowls of milk and like some cereal bits floating around in it in the sink for like days. I'm like, how can you do this? It's, this is disgusting.
See, I'm a clean freak, so I usually at least will like rinse it completely out first if I don't feel like doing it right away.
Just like, no, oh my God, I can't.
But you have
that.
To let it soak or rinse. No, I'm kidding. But I didn't eat peanut butter for 5 years of my life because I had to clean. My brothers were super into just taking a giant glob of peanut butter, putting it in a bowl, and like just eating it with like a knife, like up in their rooms while playing video games. It was a phase, okay?
Use a spoon.
Well, then they wouldn't eat all of it. I don't know. That makes too much sense. They would take it up to their room to play video games, and then they wouldn't eat all of it, and they would just dump it in the sink, which would collect with other dishes. When I would run hot water to do everyone's dishes,
it was all adhered.
It was just hot peanut butter smell, and I was like,
Hot peanut butter sounds like a weird sex thing. Like two girls, one cup. Like, I'm going to give you the hot peanut butter.
Never forgive my brother for making me hate peanut butter, because peanut butter is one of my favorite things in the entire world. If you make me hate that, like, you're on my head.
I was done with it for 5 years. And then finally, like, I don't know. I just was like, it doesn't make me want to barf anymore. I'll try it.
I didn't eat peanut butter for a really long time. I don't know if it was 5 years, but it was from like the time I was like probably 10 until, I don't know, maybe it was like 5 years. But I like had the flu. So I stayed home from school. Mm-hmm. And so it was like, okay, like, because, you know, there's always that thing is like when you stay home from school, it's like, okay, this sucks that I'm sick, but fuck school. Mm-hmm. I'm not there right now. Mm-hmm. And remember, and I don't understand why, but do you remember how like at grocery stores, I don't know if they still have it, how like you can get the giant size bag of fucking animal crackers?
Yeah.
Like,
oh yeah.
Like it's like, it should be at Costco, but it's at Giant Eagle.
Mm-hmm. Came on the bottom shelf and you can sling them over your shoulder. Yeah,
exactly. Like, and I ate like half a bag of those and like was dipping them in peanut butter.
Oh God.
And just lost it. And like, so, and like to this day, unless animal crackers have frosting on them, I cannot eat them.
Wow.
Peanut butter is different. Like now.
Can you eat
like,
peanut butter?
Yeah.
Okay.
I actually went through a phase a couple years ago where I was like, I don't know. I didn't have much of an appetite, but like the only thing that sounded good to me, because I drink coffee like a fucking fiend, where I would just like take a jar of peanut butter to work with a spoon, not a knife. And
because you're not
how you're supposed to, how God, as God intended.
Yeah, right. Because I, I'm a normal person.
I have theories about where they got it from, but that's just too much of a tangent. I'll tell you later for sure. But anyways, continue.
Where I would just like eat peanut butter and drink like hot black coffee, and it just tasted
so good.
It
sounds really good. Fantastic. It sounds amazing, actually. I mean,
peanut butter toast and coffee in the morning is so comforting. Yes.
Have you ever had honey on toast?
Yes.
It's fucking amazing.
Peanut butter and honey on toast?
I went through a phase, and bananas. Like, if you're going to do it right.
Right.
Like, the way I would toast the bread a little bit, and then I would spread the honey on it and put it like open face in the toaster oven so that the honey would get hot and I can cook. I know how to cook really well. It's like one of the few things I'm really good at.
We're also envious of Chelsea at this moment.
And she does not know how to cook at all. Not even a little bit.
No, I mean, my boyfriend knows how to cook, but like we just don't have time. So I'm envious of the fact that like you guys have.
I mean, I've fallen off of it the last couple months, but like it can be very, very therapeutic for me.
Good.
Like it's like when I can make something and be like, I just had people over for wrestling on Saturday night and I made like chicken tacos, but like I didn't use like a taco packet seasoning because I think that shit's gross.
Yeah,
as
I agree.
Fuck.
Yeah.
I just made my own
the spices. Yeah.
Yeah. Like with like the right spices and everything, and like Saison, which is, if you've never used that, use that in your tacos. Yes. That's what's up.
That's what's up.
And I used like two packages of, what's that lady's name? The cooking lady? Not Martha Stewart.
Paula Deen.
No, before that, the one from the 80s. The
Julia Child?
Yes.
Ah! You guys on Hate Flow this week, I was crying. Or was it last week when you guys were doing Julia Child impressions? I think Randy Brown was on. And I was like, you have to listen to the episode of Hate Flow, the latest episode.
Julia Child impersonation.
Oh, my God.
So I was like, I took two packages of like the thighs and then one package of breasts, and I spiced it all up with a little bit of olive oil and just let it slow cook for like 9 hours, and it just like pulled apart, and like everybody was like, these
freaking
are the
out.
Fucking best tacos I've ever had in my life. It's like, wait until I make Caribbean jerk chicken tacos.
Hell
that's
yeah.
My
Can
specialty.
You please invite me over
yeah,
when you do that? Because
sure.
that's
for
one
sure.
of my favorite things to eat.
Please, let's have a taco night.
Yeah,
soon.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll make
we'll
like I'll bring
some
Caribbean jerk chicken.
Too. I'll bring like nacho
you know
effects.
Who, you know who makes the dopest salsa I have ever had in my life? Zach Sheldwalker.
Is this Zach?
It's Zach.
Zach has the best salsa.
I have a girlfriend, Chelsea King, and I have a boyfriend, Zach Sheldwalker.
Both are friends of the show. Shout out.
And but yeah, he brought it over. And like, and it had like a good spice to it. And we were talking the other day, and I was like, what? Like, it didn't taste like chipotle or anything. I was like, what did the spice come from? He was like, that was all garlic. He didn't add any
right?
peppers to
garlic
it.
Garlic adds heat, man.
Yeah.
It's nuts.
If you add
enough of it, yeah, it'll burn. It's fantastic. I love it. You'll taste it for weeks, but it's fucking.
Well,
wow.
I was burping it up this morning.
That's what I'm saying. Worth like, it. As long as your partner is also eating it or doesn't give a shit.
Yeah,
like,
you have to.
Yeah.
The other person has to eat it too.
Yeah, exactly.
Shoot. Oh my god.
Right,
Zach, hit your girl up.
Yeah.
No, seriously, I'll do it again. Like I mean, we just moved upstairs to that place, so
oh,
we
cool.
have like all that room now.
Right on.
I want to do more shit like that.
That's
plus
awesome.
With like everything else I'm doing with Above Below right now, it's like it's becoming like a hub of like
Yay!
Art and entertainment.
That's a cool house. I like it a lot.
It's fucking rad. I love it. And I finally just bought recording equipment.
Perfect.
So I'm excited about that.
Awesome.
A fucking attitude, right?
Fucking attitude. So
I'm an asshole.
Ugh.
So yeah, that's funny. Like a lot of dudes come on the show and they always want to do asshole, and I have to pitch them an angle. Like let's not.
My
do
default
it.
Setting is asshole. I'm a dick.
Yeah, and I'm like let's.
I'm an asshole.
Let's get
it's
more
like,
specific with this.
No.
Like, did you? Were you like? Did you have an attitude like as a small kid? I'm guessing. Like,
yeah.
You give like a lot of piss back to your mom.
Oh
like,
yeah. I mean, but it's like, I was. If you met. Either side of my family, mm-hmm. like my mom's side or my dad's side, you'd get it.
Okay.
You would absolutely understand.
I mean,
like,
no one's judging. Yeah.
No,
absolutely.
No. And like, not that I would even give a shit like, right. if anybody was, but it's just like from a young age, like I talked back to fucking almost everybody. Like I had respect for. There were certain adults that I had, like, mad respect for as a kid.
Because you were intimidated by them, or?
No, just because they treated me like, and
equals.
It's still people I still have, like, relationships with to this day.
Okay.
Who, like, when I see them, like, they're just, like, you know, they're excited to see me. But it's, like, my dad's one friend, well, my parents' one friend, Rob, who, like, I grew up around their family. Mm-hmm. And, like, he just was always, like, he's, like... I'm trying to imagine, like, what the best way to, like, I always try to, like, say he's, like, Tony Soprano, but he's not, he's, like, more loud and boisterous than that, and he always just would, and, like, his wife is super hardcore into the religion thing, but, like, he's not really super into it, so, like, we'd be watching football, and he'd be like, Jesus fucking Christ, and that's what he sounds like, it's, like, that, like, his laugh is just, like, so... He was like my second dad growing up.
Yeah.
And like every time I see him now, it's just always like, let's get a fucking beer, let's get a drink. Like Judas Priest was coming, Iron Maiden's coming next year, and he's
right
like,
on.
We're fucking going,
yeah.
right? I'm like, yes, we're fucking
That's
going.
Awesome.
Of course we are. like and I think I get a lot of it from also like my Uncle Matt, who's the baby of my mom's family, who's more like a brother to me than an uncle.
Okay.
Like we You
Close
know, he,
in age, or
he's like 10 years older than
yeah,
me.
So not
but
far,
like,
yeah,
not far. But like, he was the one responsible for like the punk rock,
okay.
And like my dad was responsible for like the metal,
okay.
And my mom was like more responsible for like why I like Rod Stewart and
I do too, and, I do too,
and Phil Collins,
me too,
and I love Bruce Springsteen, but
yeah, Springsteen. All the way.
But like, so like, yeah, my uncle Matt, like he was the baby of the family,
okay.
So he really. He had attitude. So I'm sure I emulated a lot of that growing up, but I don't know. It's just where it comes from is definitely, I know it's all just ingrained in me.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like I can't stop it. I've gotten better, but.
I know you have a younger sister and then two very younger twin brother and sister,
yeah,
correct?
Yeah.
Do they have any element of that at all?
Oh, definitely. My younger sister, Riley, she's 6.5 years younger than me. She, it's weird. Like I have, you know, we all have good and bad qualities of our parents. Mm-hmm. Riley has like my father's worst quality.
Okay.
Which is she will say what is going to cut the deepest first.
Ooh.
She doesn't hold back. But if you do it to her,
it's not the same.
But like half the time I'm afraid to, cause I'm like, what's she going to say to me? Cause like my sister, she's one of the people I love her to
death.
You
just don't want to piss her off.
No, yeah, me and her, like, I mean, she just had a tragic thing happen to her,
yeah.
Like 2 months ago.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
And, her husband passed away
suddenly.
30
yeah.
years old.
Oh my god!
Had a heart attack, and like, me and her actually got into it a couple weeks ago, and we've since made somewhat of amends. And like, it's brother, it's sibling,
just like best friend shit. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and you get over it, but like, I constantly am like, I don't want to get in a fight with Riley because she's one of the people that like she can say shit to me to where it like it fucking cuts deep. I'm like, you little bitch.
Yeah.
I hate you. I mean, I love you, but I hate you.
Yeah.
But like the two younger ones, they get away with fucking murder, man. Like I was never allowed to miss school. Like I had mono in fucking high school, and my mom almost at first tried to make me go. And like, then she did her little research on the internet and was like, oh, he's not supposed to go
good,
to school.
Yeah.
But that week actually worked out really well for me. I can explain why in a minute. But, like, those kids now, like, Lainey and Logan, they miss fucking so much school. And, my mom is just like, she goes, yeah, I regret, like, those times that you know, it's like, now that she sees, like, my anxiety as an adult, mm-hmm. she feels bad about it.
She caused
and,
some of it.
And, like, she was like, that she would make me go to school and shit. Because I was like, bullied. I was bullied, but, like, not... The only time I was super bad bullied was just by this one kid in fucking like middle school and high school. And then I finally stood up to him mm-hmm. and like I shut him down in front of like 300 people. It's a big study hall class. He never said a fucking word to me again after that. And it didn't even have to come to blows. I just shut him down. But like my mom, we were just having this conversation a few weeks ago. I was like, why do you let them fucking miss all this school? And I had to be like dying.
Right.
To miss
school.
An IV
in your arm.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like I had to be going to the hospital. And she's like, I don't know. I regret it. And then she puts on that fucking like, oh, sorry. I didn't mean to make you feel bad, mom.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
But.
Oh, that's the worst. Because that's it. Like my mom, I didn't actually get the balls to confront my mom for all the shit that like I was mad about until I was like 34. And then she starts like hysterically sobbing uncontrollably. And it's like, there was a voice in my head that was like, oh, fuck. And then there was the other half like, nope. Don't you let her do it. Like, she's an adult. She needs to take responsibility for her actions. Like, so I completely understand. So, like, did you push back on just anytime they made you do shit you didn't want to do? Or was it just...
Yeah, I mean, I was a lazy little shit. Okay. I wanted to play fucking video games and do what I wanted to do.
What'd
I didn't want to have to clean my room. I remember the first game I was super into, because, like, when my parents got married... I was born in 88, so I think they got married in 85.
Okay.
And, like, the anniversary present they bought themselves, or not, yeah, it's either anniversary present or wedding present they bought themselves was a Nintendo.
Nice!
So, like, I grew up with, like, an NES.
That's
and,
so cool.
My mom's favorite game to this day is Tetris.
Aww.
And my dad, like, I haven't seen my dad play a video game in fucking 20 plus years, but he loves Super Mario Brothers. So I guess like before I was born, they used to stay up super late trying to beat Super
That's
Mario
adorable.
Brothers.
That's so cute.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And I mean, they're both psychotic, but like, it's all right. But like me growing up, I played like, I had like my first system that they bought me was a Sega.
Nice.
So I had Sonic 1 and Sonic 2, Ghouls and Ghosts, any fucking wrestling game that came out, eventually football games for a while, but like, yeah, like Sega is what I like grew up with. And then like my best friend, the one guy I was telling you about before, his kid had a Super Nintendo. So like I got to play the Star Wars games and shit like that, which Jess, you know, I'm super into like all that nerdy shit. So, yeah, I like, So yeah, I was a shithead. I didn't want to, like, when they told me to do shit, I didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
And like, I would bitch and moan and...
I mean, they eventually forced you to do it because you're a well-rounded human being. It's not like you don't just...
Well, I mean, like, and I've come, the last few years is really when I've come a long way, but like as a kid, like when my room was a mess, my mom would clean it.
Yeah.
Just like every other fucking American fucking kid.
Yeah.
I shoved everything under the bed,
yep.
everything in the closet, in the drawers, yep. like whatever I could. And the room's clean, in my opinion. And
Simpsons episode where Mary Poppins is singing about do a half-ass job and it's just shoving right. everything under a bed exactly. in the closet. Yeah,
yeah, that didn't fly in our house because what would happen was is my mom would be like, all right, you ready for me to check your room? And like an idiot was always like, yeah, sure. And I would be playing video games while she's checking my room and... the broom would come in the room and everything would come out from under the bed. She would fucking, everything would come off the shelves. And like, basically what my mom did was she would put everything in my room. Even if like,
it was wasn't already out of place. Be, yeah. yeah,
exactly. Everything in the middle of the room, sit on my bed while I cried like a little baby. And like, as like, she was like, put that there, put that there, put that there. Then if I mouth off, get whacked with the broom.
Yeah.
You know, just...
No, if I mouth off.
I'm part of that last generation that actually got hit yes! as a fucking kid.
Because that was it. I got whacked. I mean, the thing was, I got whacked. Oh, whacked. But like, I would get like, we would literally get it upside, like backhand if like we rolled our eyes or gave my mom a dirty look. Like, because she was Italian. Like, she was just an angry Irish-Italian, like, fallen Catholic lady that was
always got mother. In trouble not for rolling having my that eyes.
Shit. Well, and the thing was, like, she'd do that shit, and then she'd be like, oh, this is not even remotely, like, as bad as what my mother used to do to me, who's straight off the boat, Irish and Italian. So, yes, I completely believe her in that regard. But, yes, no, I agree with you. And that's, Spider Jones has the best joke about, like, he'll ask everybody in the crowd, like, who here got beat by their parents? And it's always, like, 60 to 75% of people. And be like, how many of you have been to prison? And, like, no one applauds. And then he's like... proves my point. Beat your kids like every time. It's like, I don't disagree.
He's like, see,
not beat, but like, I don't know. I just think there's way too much hysteria over like spanking.
No,
and, like,
I think like it serves its purpose. Like, I know helicopter parents,
yeah,
and I know like parents who try to talk their kids down and shit. That shit don't fucking work all the time.
Right.
Like, it can.
Right.
But, like, you know what shuts a kid the fuck up? When you hit harder than they do.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, and in the end, we're all just fully evolved monkeys. And so sometimes, like, reason doesn't
so
work.
True.
You know what I mean? Like, sometimes we don't listen to anything except for, like, either someone hitting or someone throwing something or someone doing something impactful outside of words. You know what I mean? And I'm not trying to advocate for violence. I'm just saying... there are certain breeds of people who don't, like, reasoning doesn't...
Well, nowadays, you just have to, like, take away their, like, iPhone.
Yes, and that was... Who was it saying, like, you just turn off their Wi-Fi... like, get rid of the... change the Wi-Fi
change
password.
The Wi-Fi
yeah,
password.
Yeah, change the Wi-Fi password. That's all you gotta do. Just change the fucking Wi-Fi password.
Yeah, parenting's so probably, sad. Parenting's... I don't know if it's gotten harder or easier, and I don't plan on finding out.
Right.
Ever, but, I mean, I've said before, like... if I had a kid, I got it coming. Like,
yeah.
I got it coming big time.
That's the thing I've always heard is, like, karma as far as, like, kids are concerned. Yeah, if you were, like, an asshole, your kids are going to be threefold.
Well, the thing is, like, I always had an attitude no matter what. Like, when I was, like, 11. Well, yeah, I got to be, like, 11. I made the mistake of calling my mom a bitch.
I would have died. Like, you wouldn't be talking to me right now. I'd have been murdered.
The last thing I remember is it coming out of my mouth.
Yeah.
And then just a fucking flailing of arms.
Yeah.
And I woke up, like, 5 minutes later on the ground, like, just, like, stunned.
Yeah.
Like, completely, like, oh, okay, don't do that again.
Yeah.
That was fucking,
yeah.
That's stupid. Lesson learned.
Yes.
You know, I mean, I'll call my mom a bitch now, but like...
as children, show your parents some fucking goddamn respect. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, as children.
When you're paying your bills and you're being, you know...
And if they're being assholes, fucking tell them to
yeah,
be
call
assholes.
Them out. When you're on the same level, I'm a huge advocate of like, when you're finally both adults and you're paying your own bills and you're taking care of your own shit, then you're on the same level. And I'm not saying be like an asshole to your parents because
no,
they fucking raised
no.
you. But you're kind of at that point, like, if your parents are being, like, really shitty, like I said, like, that was finally
you're
the point
able
where
to
I was
call
like,
them out on
I'm 34 years old, and there's some shit that you gotta know, and you gotta hear about, and, like, I'm sorry that it upsets you, but you're, like, I'm treating you like I would any other adult.
Be
so.
Fucking honest.
Yeah.
My mom's too sensitive.
Is she?
Yeah, I mean, I would never, like, have a sit-down talk and be like, these are things that you have done that fucked me up, like... I would just never do that just for her sake. Like, it's just not, there's no point. Like, to me, there's no point.
And I agree. I don't, I'm
unless there was something in the moment where I was like, mom, you're making a fucking like bad life choice, which I totally do all the time.
Right. I would I'd rather call them out now for shit they do. But like, I don't like, I think I mentioned a little earlier, like I just started going to therapy, like for my anxiety and depression and shit.
How's it going?
I mean, I just had my first meeting, but like, I like her.
I love
therapists. She's cool as shit. But like, I have always in my adult life, like I try, and I'm sure some people in my family would combat this if they heard it, but like, I've always tried my best. I do not try to blame my problems on anybody else. Like, yeah. I know the decisions I've made to get to where I've gone or lack thereof, whatever. And that's why I never, ever try to throw anything in my parents' face. Like, that one time, like, dude, fucking everybody makes mistakes. Mm-hmm. Fucking parents make probably the most mistakes, like,
yeah,
out of anybody. They don't know what they're fucking doing. Exactly. Even my parents are in their third go round with kids, and they still don't fuck. I mean, that's their fault for having fucking twins at 40. Like,
ooh.
I mean, don't get me wrong, I wouldn't trade those two for the. I wouldn't trade any of my siblings for the right. world. But like, when we found out, I wasn't fucking happy. Like,
you were how old?
I was 16. Let's see. When we found out, I was 15. When they were born, I was just shy of 16. Okay. Like, 2 weeks shy of 16.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So.
Yeah, I can't imagine. That's already, like, a angsty age, you know what I mean? And then to find out you've got two baby siblings coming in that are kind of,
yeah,
like,
I don't know how I would have reacted to that.
Oh, my dad, because we knew my mom was pregnant, and my dad, it was like a Saturday morning, if I'm not mistaken, and they went to the, sonographer? Is that who does the ultrasounds?
Sonograms, yeah.
Yeah.
They were like, and I was, you know, Riley was sleeping, I was sleeping, and the phone rings, and I think my sister picked it up and was like, and it was my dad, and was like, go wake up your brother. She like comes to my room, like, get the fuck out of my room, you know, like. And she's like, dad's on the phone. And like, so he's like, put the phone to both of your ears. I was expecting them to say my mom had a miscarriage until my dad said that it was twins. And Riley started bawling, and I just hung up on my dad.
Oh, no.
I just hung up on him. Like,
Riley was bawling sad?
Yeah. And
she was, what, 14?
No, 14? No. She was...
Oh, you're six. She's six years younger, so she's nine.
She's, yeah, nine, eight, nine, something like that. And
wow, that's crazy.
Yeah. And I fucking hung up on him. I was like, you motherfucker, you just ruined the rest of my life.
But now you know. Yeah. They're actually pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, no, they're hilarious.
And you're saying, like, so with them, they're what? You said they're 14 now?
Yeah, they'll be 15 in December, I think.
So your mom, has she gotten any, like whiffs of attitude from them?
Oh, yeah, my brother's, he's a little shithead. He's like me, but fucking...
Mini Hordano Dito.
But at that age, I started finally, because I was a sensitive kid, but like at that age, I finally started coming out of it and like started growing some thick skin, and he didn't, okay. Or he hasn't. And because my mom babies him, like he also, Logan is the baby of the family. He was born right after Lainey, but. He was, you know, he had RSV as, like, he almost didn't make it as
what
a kid.
That? I'm sorry.
It's a respiratory thing in infants. Okay. And they were a little premature. I don't remember how much, but they were.
Twins almost always are, I feel like.
And so Logan, he was in an incubator and shit. Like, he almost didn't make it. So my mom has always babied him. Makes sense to a degree.
We both are oldest. We're both oldest like you. And we have, like, the baby brother syndrome, like, with our youngest.
Yeah. It's just, and I mean, and but yeah, he's a little shithead. He's lazier. Like my mom will call me and just be like, "Will you get on the phone with your brother and explain to him what will happen if he does not clean his room correctly?" Like, put it on speaker. I'll fucking run through it again.
Tell him what's up.
You know, but she, run him like, through. They don't get it. Like, I mean, and we didn't even get it bad. Like, I don't ever try to make it sound like that. Like, my parents did not beat us by any means, but like they, I mean, like I said before, I don't like to blame anything on anybody, but like my parents can look in the mirror. They blame my fucking attitude on them. They're the ones who did it.
Did they ever tell you like stories about when they were younger, if they were like super attitude-y or?
Oh yeah. No, my mom's mom was, my mom's mom, great grandma. And she was a great mother too. But like, if they did not abide by what she said, they got the fucking house wiped up with them.
Okay.
And my dad's dad, was a, he's mean, rotten cocksucker. Okay. He's a prick. He's not that great of a grandpa. He's like, he's fine with me. Like anytime I see him, he's cool as shit and like whatever.
Too, yeah.
But like he was very, 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 he was never violent towards my grandmother, but he was very, very violent towards my, mostly my dad and his first young, like my dad and my uncle Mike were the two oldest.
The punk one?
Yeah. Like, no. Oh, okay. The two on my dad's side, it's my dad and then my uncle Mike.
Got it.
And my uncle, like my uncle Mike is, he was a bad kid.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like a bad, bad kid. But yeah, my dad's told me stories about, like, just like horror stories, like where they got into knockdown, drag out, fucking fights.
Oh, right. Boy.
And like, I'm just like, that shit just wouldn't, that shit wouldn't fly when we were kids, let alone now.
Yeah.
Like, they'll send you to fucking prison.
No, my grandpa was in the 101st Airborne. He was a paratrooper. And so he had like massive, unfathomable amounts of PTSD.
Mm-hmm.
And they had five kids. My dad was the oldest. And he used to beat my grandfather used to beat my grandmother. Mm. And my dad ended up like, at one point, like got between the two of them during one of the fights. And he was like, "If you ever touch her again, I will fucking kill you." Mm. And then my dad went off to Vietnam just to get away from my grandfather. Like that was really? It was so bad. He went to Vietnam to get away. And then ever since my dad got back from Vietnam and then like he married my mom, he's like a totally different person. Like my mom was the disciplinarian, much like you were saying.
Yeah.
My dad is just like, just so chill. Like he doesn't really like, he's not.
He went to Vietnam and he's chill.
He is.
Good for him.
It's insane.
Yeah, that's.
And it's all the foe.
The foe, yeah, right? Well, and that's the thing. He was just a mechanic, so he was never on the front lines, but he did see shit, you know.
I don't care if you serve, I mean.
Yeah, he served for, I think, at least a year in the Air Force. I mean, the thing he always says is, like, it was the Air Force, so it was the party division, but also I was a mechanic, so I didn't really see a whole lot or experience a whole lot. But he was like, but I saw some shit. Like, I mean, he was there during the Tet Offensive. Like, when they started, like, shooting up the place during Tet, like, he saw the whole thing.
Yeah.
But when he got back, he was just like, I'm just not going to have a very close relationship with my father. Like, I'm just going to have a closer relationship with my mother. They lived literally, they still do live literally up the hill from my parents. My grandfather passed away about 8 years ago.
Okay.
But my grandmother's
still
there.
Was he a good grandpa to you or?
No, because the thing was, because they had five kids and all of his kids had like effectively five kids, except my parents that just had two.
Yeah.
There were so many grandkids.
Smart.
And then he finally decided, like, when my youngest cousin was born, like, my youngest cousin's, like, 23. He just turned 23. When my youngest cousin was born, and that was, like, much to your point, like, that was, like, 10 years after, like, my other youngest cousin.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Right.
So, because there was such a gap, that was when he decided to start being, like, a grandpa and being around. And then all of us kind of got, like, resentful because it was, we've been around for 15 years and you haven't ever, like, taken us fishing or, like, done any of that shit. You know what I mean?
That too little too late shit.
Yeah.
Like, just because you fucking regret, like, my dad went and saw, he went down to Florida. That's where most of his family lives, is down there. And he went down there last year and stayed with my grandpa for like a week. My grandpa's friend was out of town and my grandpa knows like super rich people. My grandfather, during the Iraq war, he didn't serve, but he is a construction guy. Mm-hmm. He used to, he was building U.S. embassies in the Middle East during Iraq. Yeah. And like he was telling me about the money he was making, like they got paid like $100 an hour.
Because it was just so risky.
The risk factor. Yeah, the risk factor. And my dad went and saw him, you know, last year, and they spent like a week together, which was like, when my dad told me he was doing that, I was like, that's fucking weird. You and grandpa? Like, that's going to be odd.
Right. Good luck.
Exactly. I was just like, have fun with that, dude. And he told me that my grandfather, like, finally, like, got, like, tearful and, like, you know, sad about how he treated his kids. And my dad was like, I appreciate it. You know, I'll have a better relationship with you now. But, like, too little, too late,
right,
man. Like,
right.
And I don't blame my dad for that. Like, like I said, I love my parents. I don't blame my problems on my parents. But, like, their parents fucked up.
Yeah.
Big time.
Yeah.
Like, fucking big time. And I just, I don't know. It's, I get it.
Yeah.
Like, I totally get it, to whereas it's like, you beat us and you fucked us up and you emotionally abused us and all this shit.
Yep.
Like, my fucking grandpa threw away my dad's Kiss records because he thought they were satanic.
Satanic, yep.
It's just like, gee, really?
That's like,
really?
That's the thing. So what's funny is I've always...
What is satanic about Peter Criss? He's a fucking cat.
He dresses
man.
Like a cat. I've always identified with my mom on so many levels, but like in the recent years since I've started like smoking weed and getting tattoos and just like fucking like just living like a free spirit
lifestyle.
Like
fucking everything.
Fucking everything and everyone. Like that was my dad. Because the thing is, like, as I got older, my mom was like, well, your dad was married before me and your dad like smoked weed before me. And like, my mom was so like, not puritanical, but she always raised us to be like, you know, drugs are bad. Marijuana is terrible. Yeah. I mean, it was like I said, fallen Catholic sort of, like she was a hippie Catholic, if you will, because she was raised Catholic, but then she wanted us to make our own decision about which division of Christianity we decided to go to. You know what
but
I mean?
But it had to be one of
those. It had
to
be Christianity. It had to be Christianity, but it was liberal enough to say, like, you don't have to be Catholic if you want. Because that was the other thing. Like, I started making friends with, like, you know,
which
in my
denomination
teens.
Would you like
I know,
to?
I started, in my friends, I started making, my teens, I started making friends with, like, atheists and agnostics. And she's like, you cannot be friends with atheists. And I was like, okay, like, this is not a rational
I mean,
way.
Like, I said before, like, I was, you know, my uncle's responsible for like the punk rock
yeah.
and like, and my dad's responsible for the metal. And like between those two, like I found, I mean, you put those two things
yep.
together, you get Glenn Danzig, who is like Satan incarnate, you know? And like, so I fell in love with, I'm super in love with like, I mean, the fucking logo of the network is a fucking cross of Lorraine. As above, so below means as in heaven, in hell.
I love
like
it.
It's fucking satanic.
I never actually understood, like, I knew the logo, but I never actually understood where above below came from.
Yeah.
So, yay, I'm learning. We're
and,
on the podcast.
I mean, like, or let the hate flow through you. Like, the circles in, like, the, in the,
what's
like,
a pentagram in, like, the logo, yeah.
And, like, my mom is like, and my mom's, like, still a Jehovah's Witness and shit. She's just like, why does everything you do have to be so satanic? And I was like, and it's like, it's not like I'm a Satanist by
right,
any means.
Right.
I agree with some of the ideals of that church,
yeah.
like in Anton LaVey's writings, but I would never consider myself like a fucking Satanist by any means.
You know what's crazy is so I used to work for a book depository,
okay.
And they had like all these like archived books that like just people never checked out
not
from all the libraries.
Yeah.
We just shut up your ass. Yeah, no, it was for the Ohio State Book Depository. And so we would get the Bible of Satan, like the Satanic Bible,
yeah, yeah,
like
yeah.
very regularly. And so I would just sit and read it sometimes.
That's
and
good.
I was like, I'm actually very, like, it's very counter to what, like, it's like, do
it's
not
just,
harm animals. Do not, like, you know, hurt people unless, like,
unless they hurt you first.
Yeah. And I was just kind of like, this is not terrible.
It's,
like,
it's basically just the atheist Bible. Like,
yeah.
I mean, if they don't believe in like the satanic church doesn't believe in Satan.
Yeah.
They believe in what Satan represents, like free will
yeah.
and all that shit. But I forget where I was going with. Oh, like for example, like I'll, like in high school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got super into, or I guess in, it was in middle school or high school is when I got super into Alkaline Trio, and they use like super dark imagery mm-hmm. and shit. But it was like pop punk enough to whereas it flew under my mom's radar
yeah, yeah.
until she looked them up on Wikipedia. But I used to have this dope fucking Alkaline Trio hoodie. And if somebody who listens to this has one out there, I will buy it from you. It was so cool. It was a zip up hoodie and it had,
with the red.
It was just like, it was like across the front, like across the breast, it was like two Virgin Marys looking at each other with bleeding eyes, and then on the back, across the back, it just said Alkaline Trio.
Wow. Oh, I know, like, which one you're talking about.
It was the coolest fucking hoodie I've ever had in my life, simply because of the art that Heather Honora, or now Heather Gable, like, did on it. It was so fucking cool, and I had it, and it flew under the radar for so long until my mom saw it and was like, oh my God!
Yeah.
And then, because I was a sneaky bad kid. Like, my mom, I'll tell you two quick stories. In when I went to the Career Center, the Medina County Career Center, the psychology teacher, I've told this story before on other podcasts, but the psychology teacher was like a hardcore right-wing Christian, which still to this day has never made any sense to me.
Yeah.
You should not be teaching public fucking psychology to students if you have a bias against anybody.
Or you can't at least put that bias away.
Right. He had a whole fucking PowerPoint on why we shouldn't watch SpongeBob because
he's
gay.
Oh my God.
Yeah, no, dead serious. And I had this shirt. It was my senior year of high school, I'll never fucking forget it. And I hid this shirt from my mom. It was a No Effect shirt that had Jesus on it, and he was holding a gun in one hand and a bottle of booze in the other, and it said "Never trust a hippie" on it. And it's like one of the coolest fucking shirts I ever had. And that motherfucker, Mr. Watkins, fucking sent me to the principal's office, told him to shove it up his fucking ass as I was walking out of the room. However, my mom had to come to the school to either drop me off a shirt or I had to go home. I, in all my infinite wisdom, turned the shirt inside out.
Yes.
And gave it to her. And my mom's not that stupid. And opened it up and was just appalled. And it was in the fucking trash in, like, pieces.
Oh, no.
And for years and years and years, that the Virgin Mary one, my mom denied. She goes, I never did anything with it.
But it disappeared.
It just disappeared. My mom, my fucking sister, like, 3 years ago, she goes, you know mom found that and threw that away, right?
Oh, my God.
And my mom was like, little bitch! Like, I can't believe you sold me down the river! Just like, I got my sister super into Alkaline Trio, so it was just like, it was payback, and I'm just like,
oh, my God.
I would go on eBay every once in a while, and I'm like, can I find it? Yeah, in a small. Is it going to fit my left leg? Like, Jesus Christ. But
I had the same thing. My mom was a stay-at-home mom, and she had the time to dig through our shit. So she found, like, all my Korn CDs and then proceeded. She waited till I got home so she could physically shatter them in front of me to make a point, like, to drive it home. They're like,
Korn's not even an egregious band aside from, like, saying the bad words.
Well, and that's the thing. Anything she saw that had a parental advisory sticker on it, she was immediately just like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, no. She wouldn't even listen to it. She was just like, oh, no, you can't have, like, you're fucking...
That's what I loved about buying shit from the exchange is, like, I could get, like, Ice-T CDs and Ice Cube CDs, not Vanilla Ice, but, like, because remember, like, way back when they had, like, it was actually a sticker. So you could pull it off.
Yeah, these were like printed on the label. There. Yeah, yeah, when yeah.
That's why I hated buying new CDs. Because I was like, if it has parental advisory, my mom's going to shit a brick.
Yep.
But yeah, like that's why I used to like, my first like hip hop CD I ever owned besides the Beastie Boys License to Ill was an Ice-T CD that I ripped the sticker off. And then I was blasting it one time because my mom wasn't home. And then fucking she walks in the door and she's like, 6 a.m. at my door. And she about had a fucking heart attack. And I was like 12 years old.
What's funny is to this day, I'm 36 years old and I still try not to say the F word around my parents because my mom doesn't care anymore. Well, that's it. My mom, she to this day, I've been alive 36 years and she said fuck in front of me twice.
Wow.
And like the thing is she will say shit, bitch, ass, bitch, like damn, hell, all that stuff. But F is just like off limits.
You said bitch, shit, ass, bitch.
Yeah, shit, ass, bitch. Shit, ass, bitch is fine.
Okay.
All of it's fine. And then the second you say fuck, that. She's just like, whoa. So like I have to like, and what's really funny is that she's furthermore, I think kind of sexist because Adam is just not used to like watching his mouth at all. Cause like around his mom, he and his mom are just like, fuck. So Adam will just be like, holy fucking Christ. Or like, Jesus fucking Christ. And my mom will just be like, bah, ha, ha, ha. And I'm like, wait a second. I just said fuck and you yelled at me. She's like, well, he's not my child. I'm like, still though.
Yeah, no, I always go back to, you know, the movie Almost Famous.
Yeah.
When Zooey Deschanel's character is leaving home and It's right before I think she's leaving home, and she walks out of the house because like Frances McDormand takes her Simon and Garfunkel records, and she's like, Simon and Garfunkel are poetry. And she's like, yes, it's poetry about drugs and promiscuous sex. And then Zooey Deschanel's character goes, "Feck you,
feck,"
and she like slams the door and walks out. And Frances McDormand's like, "Did she just say the F word?" And the little kid's like, "I think she said feck." She's like, "What's the difference?" He goes, "The letter U."
Oh my god, it's been so long since I've seen that.
I need to watch that
movie
again.
Holds up. That movie can still make me cry to this day.
Oh my god, I need to watch it again. All right, so we've talked a little bit about how it's gotten you in trouble. Where has your attitude helped you in life?
Like I said before, kind of at the beginning, like I need to take no bullshit. I if somebody is fucking straight up bullshitting me or lying to me, I have no problem. Like, I may not call you out exactly for what you're saying, but I will challenge the fuck out of you. Prove that you're fucking right. I guess it's gotten me as far as it's worked in facets of, like, to some people, I'm not saying that I'm an intimidating person, but, like, I am intimidating to some people.
Okay.
And I think that comes a lot from my fucking attitude. And, like, oh, don't piss him off, because, like, if he gets going, like, if I do fly off the fucking handle, I got a lot of my mom and my dad in me. Like, I'll say some shit that will make you fucking cry.
Okay.
As far as, like, attitude helping me, like, for, like, above, below, for example, I'm not taking no for a fucking answer. Like,
He's holding Larry and I hostage right now. Yeah. With, like, under our heads.
You're not going to be able to tell me I cannot do something.
Yeah.
My attitude is fucking, if I just got done fucking producing a music video.
Yeah, that looks cool. Souls.
It's going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait, like, for everybody to see it. It's going to be really cool. But, like, you know, it's like, oh, what do you think you're doing? You're going to produce music videos? Like, yeah, I'm going to fucking produce music videos. I'm going to put on fucking live shows. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And fucking tell me otherwise, because that's just going to make me do it more.
Yeah.
And then shove it in people's face, because that's one of my favorite things to do. Is, like, not, like, intentionally, like, ha-ha. I I wish I could, like, get up and just, like, show the, like, people who listen to this just, like, waltzing across the stage, like, look at me, fuck you,
oh,
I did
my
it.
God.
Like, that's my attitude.
I think that drives every one of us that are in this, like, Cleveland comedy community, even though, like, technically, like, entertainment or artist community, I would say.
Right. It's a Cleveland attitude.
Everything that drives us is just, like, wanting to shove it up the faces of,
just,
like,
Cleveland has an attitude.
Exactly. Yes! Agreed. Oh my god, it's like a Cleveland attitude all the way, because, like, that's why, like, I want to become wildly successful. Is just
it's like
to,
I go to Michigan, I'm like, why is everyone so polite here? It's weird.
The thing I've always said about Cleveland is it's like the New York of Ohio. You know what I mean? Like, it's the New York City of Ohio. Like, as far as Ohio can get, as far as New York City. You
sure,
know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like, it's edgy. It's rough. It's a little like...
If we could just cut Parma out of there.
Medina.
Would be great. Yeah,
I do agree.
Brunswick can go.
Yeah, she can all go.
Young.
I had to go to Grafton this weekend. That could be cut.
Oh, yeah. Oh, how'd that go?
I don't normally speed.
You just stopped. I never.
I never. I don't speed usually ever. But
unless you're on Adderall.
I was so excited to go back to the city. I was just like, like, my brother's like, oh, okay.
Well, what's funny is, like, we used to have corporate offices in my last job in Omaha. And actually, Omaha's gotten way better, to the point Omaha has really
Omaha's
cool.
Like a no, that's, I'm thinking of Lincoln.
Cool. But Omaha's getting pretty hipstery. Yeah. And then Lincoln is a college town, so that's pretty fun and cool, too. But 10 years ago, I used to have to go to Omaha, like, every 3 months. And I would come home and just kiss the ground in Cleveland. I'm like, oh, my God.
I'm just so much of a city person. I can't. Like, it smelled like a barn, and I was like, there's so many flies. I don't know if it's a horse or a cow. I can't tell. I just don't like it.
Horse shit, cow shit. It's like a fucking from Happy Gilmore. Gold jacket, green jacket. Who gives a shit? Like, I don't want, like, I can go and, like, because my parents live out in Medina, like rural area. And, like, first and foremost, like, that's like conservative Republican country. Now, I have no business being anywhere near those fucking people, because I want to burn down every church I see, and I want to light everybody else's
house
on fire.
Are your parents still politically conservative or no?
Because my mom's Jehovah's Witnesses, they're like apolitical.
Oh, okay.
But if they did vote, they would
be
conservative.
Trump.
Yeah, they would be conservative.
See, my parents are literally like, they still live in the sticks, like literally a half hour south of Mansfield, 45 minutes north of Columbus, and they're literally this tiny little blue dot oasis in the middle of, like, But
your parents are liberal?
My parents are, yes.
Oh,
my,
no shit.
Which is why I'm more progressive, I would say, than my upbringing would indicate, just because my parents, like, the thing was, my, like I said, my grandmother was off the boat from Boston, Ireland, Irish-Italian, from Boston, and my mom grew up with her, and then my dad...
Your mom is, your grandmother's, like, the departed. Like,
yes, exactly. They would literally have people come home for, like, their anniversary parties, and people were like, so-and-so got whacked, and I was like, are you just saying this to fuck with us, or is this, like, a real thing? But, like, that was the thing. My mom was, like, very, like, Boston Catholic, like, and yeah, they can
Boston.
Be
so Boston. All of Boston.
They can, but the thing is, like, Boston people get a lot of shit for being like extremely racist. I don't know how. Like, my mom just she became very, relatively speaking, liberal. Now to say like liberal is being generous, but like she, and then my dad is literally the kind of person who's just like whatever you want, babe. So my dad just goes along with whatever my mom wants.
Like, my dad will still use, like, language, like, and I'm not, like, a, you know I'm not, like, a word police by any means, but, like, my dad will use language where I'm like, do you really
problematic.
Fucking say that?
My like, mom said Oriental, like, just a couple months ago, because my brother was dating a girl from Hong Kong, and she was like, the Orientals, and I was like, nope, can't say that.
No.
And she was
that's
like,
my
what?
Dad
and
all
she
the time.
Trying to argue, she was legitimately trying to understand, like, why am I not allowed to say this? I'm like, I really don't know. And people always say, like, well, Oriental's a rug, and I'm like, well, I mean, like, Danish is, like, a pastry. I don't know. Like, I just feel like, you know, it's not.
I don't necessarily understand why. Sometimes,
yeah, you just can't.
Like,
if it makes you cringe a little inside.
Right. Well, no, I mean, it's just like my dad will say shit, but it's like at the same time, like, I know.
It's his intent that, behind it, maybe.
Like, exactly. Like, he thinks he's just, he thinks half the time he's being funny. And he's just like, he doesn't realize I got that bone. He didn't.
Yeah.
Like,
my dad says shit all the time, but he is like, he has two different Facebook pages.
Oh my God. Seriously?
He has like a family Facebook and then he has a political Facebook.
Oh.
I've unfriended my own father on Facebook more times than I can count. Facebook has kicked him off before.
That's amazing.
Like, it's bad.
That's
it's
amazing.
Really bad.
Your
so most of the stuff he says, I'm usually like, oh, shh. Don't,
you've sent
don't,
me a selfie with him
that.
Wearing a MAGA hat once. That's all I know about your dad.
Yeah, I had to pick him up from the airport, and he lives in Vegas.
Which I don't know how he makes that work. Yeah,
it was more circumstantial than anything, okay. But he like he showed up at the airport and had his like Make America Great Again hat on. I was like,
this is going to be a long wait. You texted me like, I just tried to avoid him as much as possible.
I just don't bring up anything like of a serious nature, and then I'm good.
Hordano, you mentioned up? You have a music video coming up. Do you have anything else that you want to promote?
I'll be pushing you guys commercials here soon for all kinds of shit, but I do I did record the first episode of my new show called, it's going to be like, I don't know. It's kind of cocky. I mean, it's my fucking, it's my
attitude.
Company right now. There's some things in the works that there might be bringing more people on because I've mentioned it a little bit. Above Below is started off as a podcast network, but I'm trying to grow it into like a media fucking empire is a strong word.
The next
but fuck
clear
it.
Channel.
You know, like I want to do something fucking cool. I want to do something different. I want it to be an alternative outlet to like all the bullshit that people have to put up with.
What I love is you're not in a niche. Like you have us, you have wrestling, you have music videos, you have like you have all kinds of shit, and that's how it becomes successful.
And
is
that's
that
what
sort of like
I have my hands in all kinds of different stuff, and that's how I want it to be because I love so much different types of shit that I'm like I want to do that, I want to do that, I want to do that. Tell me fucking no. That means I'm going to do it. But, like, my new show is going to be called No Fun Intended. And if I was going to ever keep doing comedy, that was going to be my comedy records name.
Okay.
But, like, then I just was like, no, I'm going to do it for this podcast. I have the artwork already, which is fucking great. It's me tearing down a city. And
like a kaiju!
It's really, really, really fun. And I recorded the first episode of that. I'm going to do about 5 to 10 of them before I actually release it.
That? Okay.
And basically, like, the get of that show is I want to have the best fucking conversation I can with anybody that I know is going to give me a good conversation. Mm-hmm. Like, this has been a great conversation. Like, that's what I'm going for.
Exactly.
It doesn't have to be about something.
Great point.
It doesn't have to have a point, but I don't also want it to be like, put as like, oh, it's an interview show. No, fuck that. I'm not going to be asking you, so where'd you get your start?
Shooting
fuck
the shit,
that shit. It's shooting the shit is basically, it's that. I got the music video. I'm work. You know, we released Chris Paul's fucking comedy
album. Yeah, Apocalypse Now. That's out now.
Which is,
I love the commercial for it alone. Makes me laugh great. Every
so,
time.
Yeah.
He crushed that night. He was so fucking funny. But yeah, I there's a couple bands that I am talking to about maybe digitally distributing their records before they get picked up by, you know, another label.
Sure.
I wanna help people make, like, if I like your art, I want to bring it to a broader audience,
yeah,
and I want your audience to come to me too.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like, that's, I mean, and that's just scratching the surface.
Mutually beneficial.
Like, yeah, it's just scratching the surface. Like, I am, like, I just keep digging my claws into shit, and it's just like, okay, this is gonna, I know it's gonna pan out. Like,
that's
awesome. Like, there's that attitude. Like, I have never been so confident about something in my life where it's like, fuck a job. Like, I'm gonna make money doing this.
That's awesome. Do you have any social media that you want people to follow you on?
I mean, I basically accept any friend request on Facebook as long as I can tell you're not a bot.
Are you under a certain Facebook URL?
Or? It's anything is gonna be at El Hordano Diablo. Okay. That's how you can find me. Which, I mean, when you post this, you just type it out because I'm not going to spell it out for
will
people.
Do. Will
do. But like anything associated with El Hordano Diablo is going to be Jordan Patrick. That's okay. So that's basically, you can find me at any of that shit. I'm on all of it except for, well, no, I'm on the big three ones.
Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Yeah.
I don't do Snapchat or any of that shit.
That's fine. That's most people don't. Yeah.
At Above Below ENT,
you can
follow us on any social media platform.
I tag them all the things that Deej and I do.
We appreciate
tag
that.
The shit out of that. Deej, where can we find you?
You can find me on Instagram at ggchick, g.g.chick.
You can find me at epicfall, epicfaul on Twitter and Instagram. Thank you, Pete Milk, for doing our recording and production. And thank you, Above Below Entertainment, for having us and being part of this network.
Thank you guys for fucking being part of it.
Yeah, thank you so much
for
coming.
I like the diversity. That's what I fucking
love. That's what I mean. Like, you have stuff all over the place. I love how political, like, Jeb's show is. I love how, like, I've always loved Let Hate Flow, but that's been my first podcast ever, so I'm, like, biased.
We love our El Presidente.
We love our El Presidente. We love that it's his girlfriend. We love everything about everything we're doing. Okay, love you. Bye.